this is Stampy, and welcome back to my Let's Play on Super Mario Odyssey. I'm here still in the Sand Kingdom, and I've been in here for a while. No, there's a little dog trying to walk to me but getting stuck down there. So I ended the last episode basically completing the Sand Kingdom, but in another way, completely not beating the Sand Kingdom, because since then I've spent a lot more time here and just exploring the place, trying to find secrets, trying to find power moons, and I found loads of them. If you look in the top left hand corner, that is how many I have found so far, and I know for sure that there are more hidden around all over the place. So my big recommendation for you, if you do play this game as well, is when you finish a level, you have not finished it. Keep going back, because you never know when you're going to find more secrets. For example, if you get seeds and you plant them down here, you can get power moons that grow. Here's one that I grew earlier. And now, I don't know if there's two more left that I need to get. That would look quite neat, but maybe there's, I don't know, 12 more that I need to get or something. There was one thing I wanted to show you, which is why we're starting off back here again. So, well, for one thing, if you sneak down there, you can kind of get behind the scenes in this area. But down here, there is a shop. Crazy Cap, is that supposed to say? I think it's supposed to say Crazy Cap. But you can buy things from here. You can buy, like, costumes. You can also buy a power moon from here as well. So I did do that. And you can either spend kind of the special purple money that you've been collecting in this level. But you can only use kind of the little, I don't know, triangle thingies that you got here. Like, you can't carry them across. Or there's another shop where you can buy things for coins, and you can buy hearts and all sorts of things. So I noticed that I can buy some outfits. I can buy a poncho, I can buy a sombrero as well, just to try and fit in. I can go and change this on now. And I think I have enough to dress up as a cowboy as well. So let's just buy this. I won't dress up as this now because, maybe later, because there's a place that I found. Oh no, I can't buy my cowboy hat. Oh no, it's because I bought a little statue. I don't know why. Okay, I need two more of those little purple things, which I'm sure I'll be able to find somewhere around here. And then I'll be able to get my cowboy hat. But here we go. This is the new style of Mario that I'm going to be dressed as. So is Cappy now the sombrero, I guess? Can I throw it around? Oh, he is. Look at the little eyes. Well, he must get dizzy doing that, mustn't he, going around like that. Anyway, the reason I wanted this outfit was because down here, if I bounce my way and roll to here, there's a place and they're like, oh, you can only come in if you're dressed like us, basically. So I just wanted to see what was in here, and it might be interesting, so I thought I'd show you as well. Dressed like us, Bertie like us, that's what we say anyway. So snappy hat check, snazzy poncho double check, you are ready to party. Head inside. So this is a place that I could only go in if I'm dressed in this style. You dance and you dance and you dance. Right, do I go in the little circle and dance? Oh, dancing I was expecting. Guitar playing? That was not what I was expecting. And a little cheeky power moon for my troubles as well. Dancing with my new friends. Perfect. So, yeah, just a little secret place to get to. I need to find at least one more power moon because I've got just one missing and it's all lined up nicely apart from one. But I will do that in my own time because I feel like I am ready and you are probably ready as well to explore a brand new area. And I'm not going to tell you where I found all the power moons, by the way, because that's going to have to be up to you. And oh, there's one up. Look up there. Oh, I think I know how to get it as well. I reckon I know how to get that one. I won't do it now, but up. Let me just tell you this one. Up like there. You see that tower, like right in the middle of the screen? There's a little kind of like lizardy thing. And if you glide on him, you can basically fly around the place. And I reckon you might be able to glide over to there. Or maybe not. Who knows? But yeah, that is going to be a power moon together on another day. But for now, let's go and head to somewhere new. I think it's going to be New Donk City, by the way, because I found like a painting which basically teleported me to New Donk City. But I couldn't actually explore the city. It was just kind of like a little cornered off area where I was able to get a power moon. So I've kind of had a glimpse of New Donk City. And now I see what's happening, I guess, every time we kind of finish a new world, the Odyssey gets powered up and gets like another sail added to it. So eventually it's probably going to be going the entire way around. But anyway, where are we jumping to next? Are we going to? I don't know. Oh, we've hit a proverbial fork in the road. Which kingdom do you think Bowser went to? I got a choice. Okay, so it's not New Donk City. It's either the Wooded Kingdom or the Lake Kingdom. oh, I don't fancy going in the water, so I'm going to go do the Wooded Kingdom. I might just skip the whole water level completely. Water levels traditionally aren't very good in Mario games or any game. And I know that some people are going to tell me off and say, no, my favorite level is watery world from this game or something. I get it, but normally in games that aren't designed around swimming, it's normally just a bit slow and annoying. So I'm going to have to go there. Maybe they're going to find some ingenious way to make Mario floundering around in the water good. But I don't know, look at me and my little poncho. So I guess I'm just going to keep this outfit on for now then until I try to take it off. He kidnapped Tiara, and now with his binding band, he's got a wedding ring. Is he going to steal a whole wedding? Seeing as how we've got some time to kill, let's review some useful skills. Homing cap throw. I know about that. You just got to shake it. After throwing your cap, shake the Pro Controller again to perform a homing cap throw. Your cap will fly toward the nearest target it can see. It's super handy when your aim is a little bit off. Well, there it is. Next, let's read up on the Wooded Kingdom. According to this guide, there's a giant greenhouse there filled with flowers. It's famous for its beauty. I can't even pronounce that. You can read. I'm dyslexic. Leave me alone. So I guess there's going to be some beautiful bouquets of flowers around the place. That's what we can gather. And oh, I like this place. Oh, what are those things? Are they like little robots? It's weird, it's like all a woodland area, then this is like this giant, I don't know, like factory or something here, just kind of plopped right into the middle of it. What I want to know is, could I go straight to the next place? Because I got so many spare power moons from the Sand Kingdom. Ah, it looks like I can't. It looks like I need to gather the power moons from here. Wait, did you hear something? I didn't hear anything, but let's go and have a look around just in case. I'm properly in like power moon hunting mode. And what are we gathering? Oh, we're gathering cogs here. Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? Because it is all about nature and the flowers and everything. But then, oh, can I smash this up? Is there going to be something inside of it? Oh, every time I throw it, it breaks a little bit. I'm kind of getting vibes of like hunting for Korok seeds. Like places like this would make me think that there'd be a Korok seed here if I was playing Zelda here. I guess it is another Nintendo game, so that makes sense. What's this thing here, though? Take a picture of hint art. Okay, let's take a picture then, shall we? Where's the picture button here? Okay, go to home album and check it at any time. What's it telling me? So, sombrero, hat, and then grass? Very, very peculiar. I was half expecting that to be like a tunnel leading down. And oh, there's some rings up here. I got to be able to get up here somehow. I wonder if it's going to be in like a creature that can jump high. Like I discovered frogs before and they could get really, really high. Can I like roll through here? There we go. That's a quicker way to make my way through. Also seems to be something hidden down here. If I ground pound this, is it going to be a moon? Nope. Just some coins, but that will do for now. Let's focus for a little bit. I will go hunting and try and find all of the power moons at some point, but let's try and find out what is going on here in this Wooded Kingdom first then, shall we? Is this like... It looks like a little teapot. Recent events have initiated my panic and spin routine. Panic and spin! Panic and spin! A bunny! Is that how I'm going to be able to jump up? No, stay still, bunny! Stay still! Stay still! Stay still! Stay built! No. Okay, where's it running? If I just learn which way it runs, I'm like, oh, can I get it? If I stand here, it's going to run this way! Oh, I got it! Did I get it? Oh no, I just made it cry! I want to turn... No! No, I want to capture you. Oh, no, I'm just upsetting the bunny. Okay, it looks like I can't actually take over the bunnies. And I was just being mean and throwing my sombrero at it. And this is where I buy things from here. Initiating first greeting dialogue. There are two types of coins. Yes. Right, so I don't really have... Oh, actually, I could buy the hat. I could buy an explorer hat. I mean, it might be a little bit of a weird mix and match having the sombrero. So maybe I'll come back once I can buy the full outfit. And yeah, this is where I can just spend coins to buy things. So I could get a power moon. I mean, I might as well just go and get that straight away. I could buy some boxer shorts. Well, I don't quite have enough money right now. But in the future, I'll be able to buy some boxer shorts. What is this heart, by the way? Is that... Yeah, I wonder if that is to increase my overall hearts I can have. Or if it's just a heart to put my health on. Let me just go and read it, because if it just puts up how many hearts I can have total, raises your maximum life value. Oh, I should have got one from the Sand Kingdom as well, but that is good. That is going to be really crucial. I'm going to have to make sure I definitely buy one of them from every kingdom that I get to. So is it going to be four now? Oh no, so it's right up to 6. Perfect. Jolly, jolly good. And there's some boxes I can knock over here. No power moon or anything, just a bit of needless destruction by the looks of things. We are programmed to grow flowers, and flowers are programmed to grow. Oh, so they're supposed to be like watering cans by the looks of things. This seems a little bit out of place considering where it is. Can I talk to it? It's got like a little speech thing in front of it. Oh, do you think I need to put something here, maybe? I don't know what I'd have to... If I find something that I might need to put there, I need to remember that place to go and bring it back. Where am I? Where am I supposed to head to? Oh, a few more of these coins. Very, very handy. I will get the explorer outfit as soon as I have enough money to do so. And oh, can I climb up the tree? I can. Let's go and climb up the tree. I'm going to check the controller and go and grab these as well. I think it's 15 I need total to have enough to get the hat and the rest of the outfit. Where am I supposed to go, though? Let's check the old brochure. So it seems like the way to go is like this way somewhere, but I can't really see. Do I have to like make is the statue kind of blocking the way, or do I have to go up here like above this waterfall? It seems like I need to get up here somehow. Is there anything? Oh, can I swim underneath it? No, there doesn't seem to be anything underneath there. I don't know where I'm supposed to go. Maybe I need to get up to the treetop somehow and kind of jump over that way. There's a weird block over here. And there's one of these in the Sand Kingdom. And Cappy popped up saying, oh, what a strange block. I wonder what it does or something. So I'm assuming we're going to find out a little bit more about that later on. We can go grab some more of these coins. But I think I might just kind of head until I've kind of worked out at least which direction I'm supposed to be heading to here. Oh, I just went and spoke to the Sphinx. I tried to talk to her earlier, but it wasn't working, so there we go. I think I just wasn't standing in the right place. That was all I had to do, by the looks of things. Greetings, traveller, and to your hat as well. Can you answer my riddle? What does the Bowser Monster want from this kingdom? Oh, I think I was supposed to listen to the other guys. Water. It's probably flowers, wasn't it? What, really? As the locals might say, does not compute. Pay attention to when people speak, even if they use flowery language. Bahahaha. Otherwise, people, the stone monuments may laugh at you. Ha-ha-ha-ha. Yeah, I should have really paid her. I mean, it's probably flowers, isn't it? We're programmed to grow flowers. Flowers are programmed to grow. Okay. But what does Bowser want, then? During the last water cycle, a unidentified object flew past. The monster is illegally accessing the flowers. So it is the flowers. Of course it's flowers. I don't know why I said water. It was obviously flowers. I just kind of wanted to see what would happen. I'm kind of glad I got to see that, though. I got to see a Sphinx laughing at me, which is something that I never expected. Okay. Greetings, traveler. Can you answer the riddle? He wants flowers. You are correct. Perhaps that wasn't much of a riddle. Anywho, proceed. Yeah, it was more of a... More of a question than a riddle, I would say so. And oh, more of these coins. Let's see what this here says first, though. I know how to do a backward somersault. They're fun. I'm really enjoying just like all the job. Maybe I don't know how to do a backward somersault, or maybe I was just too close to the side and accidentally started reading it. Let's do it from this side here, shall we? There we go. It's a good way. It gets you higher than anywhere else. And oh, I need one more. I need one more to get the adventuring clothes. I won't worry about that too much today. Right, what's this? Is this going to kill me? This purple, let me just experiment. Okay, doesn't kill me, but hurts me. That was good to know. I think that was valuable. Okay, that was very valuable to work out. So I can clear out this poison. So we can do it here to go and grab some of these coins. There's more of these things here. I won't bother going back to buy the stuff now. I'll do that between this episode and the next episode. Okay, it looks like we are really rolling now. It's good to... Ooh, I saw that little hidden one down there. Did you see that? But yeah, let's go and have a look on here first. This is a good way just to get my bearings. So Road to Sky Garden. That seems to be where I'm supposed to head to that piranha plant there. Speaking of piranha plants, there seems to be a whole bunch of them all over the place. There's another higher area up here. And oh, some seeds as well. We might need to grow to get some power moons. And then a whole big area up there as well. I wonder if we're going to be able to make our way over there somehow. But first, let's go and slide down the water here and try and grab these. Let me try and grab all three of them before I fall off the edge. Okay, the water isn't actually pushing me. I assumed the water was going to like push me around all over the place, but it didn't. We have some sneaky coins hidden under the water down here. Do you see why I didn't want to go to the water world yet? Look how slow. Can I like swim much quicker? I mean, I can kind of like do that, but it kind of lifts me up at the same time. Actually, I'm going to have to go to the surface. Go. I have something to breathe. I just find a secret pipe. Look, there's a secret pipe hidden down here, though. Let's go and investigate here. I wonder if this is going to take me to one of the 2D areas. It might take me to like one of like the 2D underwater levels, maybe. Oh no, well it's kind of 2D, I guess. I mean, the gameplay is 2D, even if like it doesn't look, you know, kind of pixelated, I guess. What are these little dancing things down here as well? They are ridiculous. Oh, shit, I need to be careful. No, down. Because if I swim up now, I'm going to get stuck with them. But if I'm really quick, I can get up to the surface here, have a much needed breath of air. Is it going to rise again? I don't think it is. I think I might just have to jump out to here and go and grab the rest of these coins. And then now if I jump over and then ground pound. Oh no! Ground pound was actually slower than if I just went normally. I want to be quicker and make it easier, but sadly it didn't. Right, this bit's a little bit more tricky. I need to stay here, and then as they go up, I need to go to here, and let's just wait here for a little bit, get some breath back, and then maybe just kind of follow these guys around. If I stay just one step behind them, I should be okay. And is this going to rise me up enough to get out? Oh no, don't get me! Don't get me! Oh no! Don't prickle my bum! Oh no, I fell down! Oh no! I'm going to have to wait for the next one. Right, let's go down here. Oh no, no! Okay, there we go. I can stay just behind them, maybe. Nope, I wasn't able to. I wasn't able to jump out for some reason. I tried my best. There we go. Now I was able to get out the flooding pipeway. That was pretty cool. Pretty challenging. I don't know what those enemies are. I don't know if they're a known thing from the Mario universe. These little spiky things with terrifying eyeballs just staring at me. There's some more things there. Oh, these are going to break away. These are going to come. Oh, no. They're falling away. Okay, they came back. They came back. We're okay. All right, let's just go as fast as we can, though. I do not want to risk falling down there. I've now got loads of the bonus purple money. But what does this say here? Is this going to teach me how to kind of swim around, do you reckon? It would be worthy to read this, because I don't really know properly how it works. Oh, ground pound jump. Don't think I know about this. When you want to get up high, and a regular jump won't quite do it, jump right after a ground pound. This so-called ground pound jump will give you the boost you need. So jump, ground pound, jump again. Jump, ground pound, jump again. Oh, too slow. Jump, ground pound, jump again. Hey, there we go. Let me do that again because that was good fun. Jump, ground pound, jump again. There's so many ways you can do to like jump further in this game. It's cool. Oh, what's this? It appears that Bowser's minions are still on top of the tower. I worry about the flowers we were growing here, but what can we do? I can save you and all. There's a parrot. Hello, Mr. Parrot. Grok, grok. What is the secret you're seeking? I know it! I know it! I can't tell you, but I'll give you a clue! A treasure made from coins! It's hiding somewhere, and no peeking! Go find it! A treasure made of coins. Do you reckon that if I collect all of these coins here, that's going to give me a moon, do you think? It kind of seemed like if I got a bunch of coins, then that would get me a power moon. I was actually kind of thinking that earlier when I came here. Should I try and collect all the coins in case it does something? Because they're kind of like too awkward to collect otherwise. Like it's not worth collecting these just for the coins. So let's just go and gather them all up just in case I get the moon. Nope, no moon. No moon. Okay, no moon. Oh well. At least we get some coins. And now we have like, you know, something to spend the coins on now. We've worked out what they do. And oh, what's that? Oh no, 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 don't do that. Can I? Oh, I wonder if I can take it over. Now, let's be careful. Let's see. Can I get? Oh, okay. Oh, I can take it over. What am I? Am I like an onion? I don't know what I am, but I can stretch up and walk on little stilts like this. And I can use it to get to a higher area. And I can jump as well from the top of my jump as well. Very handy. Right. Let's go around the top here. I think I need to be this toy guy. I need to be as fast as I can. Oh no, because these guys are breaking away. Stretch up and jump up. That was a little bit terrifying there. We can break the night. Oh, I got myself a power moon. The nuts round the corner. Jolly good. I don't know if there's anywhere else up here I can get to now, but it looks like there's somewhere up there I'm going to be able to go to later. I just want to play the rest of the game as this guy. I actually saw like a gif that they tweeted out of this guy like before the game came out, and I thought the exact same thing then. Like, why would you ever want to play the game as Mario when you can be this little guy? Absolutely amazing. Really handy. Like, because he can jump and stuff as well, I could probably play as him for a little while and maybe get to some more bonus areas. I guess the big thing is I can't get rid of the poison as him, which is kind of one of the big downfalls. But look at this. I can just go whoop and get all the way up to the top here. Let's go and grab some of these coins. Be good actually to get a few bonus hearts. But look at this, I'm like skipping out half the level. Look at that! Just using the stilts guy, I was able just to skip pretty much half the level out of the way. And oh, looks like there's kind of like a, I don't know if that is a secret area or where I'm supposed to go, but it was kind of secret. Let's see if I can, oh no, this guy's going to get me. I just want to break these away in case there's something here. Well, unless there's something on top of them that I need to get. I should probably really try and deal with the other ones, so I'm getting pretty hurt. Is there anything else up here? No, it doesn't look like there is. Let's just get out of here if we can. So we need to push this platform up, and then we can jump through to here. I can smash all of these open, and then I can get up to here. Oh, is this going to be another moon? Ah, there is another moon. A little sneaky power moon. I'm finding a bunch of these already. What's that? 4 power moons already? I feel like I've only just arrived here and I spent half of the time trying to work out how to talk to a sphinx. So progress is going pretty good at the moment. Right, there's one more of these guys here. Oh, no, what? I was above it. There we go. I was able to squash it away. And let's go and grab some of these coins. Oh, they just keep respawning. They just keep on non-stop coming out. So I need to be careful about that. I think the best thing to do is just avoid them then. Because if I take them out and they end up just respawning straight away anyway, it really doesn't matter too much about taking them out. No, don't fall down. No, I just missed one of them. Oh, that is so annoying. I'm going to have to go the whole way back round to get that other one. I say that. I know I'm blatantly not going to do that. Right, let's ditch this guy for now. Let's just put him like out the way here so he doesn't come back and attack me. And then let's go and push forward because I'm gonna have to probably get rid of some of this poison. Can I just pick these up? I don't know if I can just pick those rocks up because it'd be quite good to do that. Do I look like plant food to you? Oh, it ate Cappy. It actually ate. I thought I might be able to take it over, but it actually ate Cappy. And oh no, oh that was bad. I don't know why I did that. That was just silly. I got no excuse. I got no excuse. I feel like I'm really apologizing to you. I'm so sorry for everyone involved in my silly mistake. And you know what? It actually kind of works quite good as plant food because the piranha plants eat him and then they got their mouth full so they can't bite me. What about this guy? Can I take him over? Oh no, he just ate the giant one, but then I can go and ground pound on his head and get myself a power moon. And this is where it was telling me to go as well. This is, I can't even get the power moon. This is where it was telling me to head to as well. I guess this is a super duper special power moon road to the sky garden. So am I ready to head up to where the minions are? It looks like I might be. Oh, what's that thing? Ah, there's one of the little P switches might reveal somewhere secret for me to head to. Flower Thieves of Sky Garden. Okay, there's a little doorway down there. Doesn't seem to be very easily accessible to go and make my way to there. Got my little sombrero back on my head here. And oh, there's a secret bit down here. Let's just have a look. Let's just have a little look over here just to see. I might need to grow tall. I might not need. Yeah, I think I am going to need to grow tall, actually. Let's go and take over this little guy down here. Oh, hello. I think I need to take the pot off first, I think. I don't know if I can do that. I think I need to use Cappy to do that. And there we go. Now we can grow up tall. I guess the reason they need to keep respawning is because if you ended up, like, dying as this guy, you'd end up being stuck. And so they need to kind of keep giving you more of them in case something goes wrong. But there we go. Another little sneaky power moon. The nut at the dead end. I was able to grab that one as well. And to be honest, we've almost got, like, well, probably about a third of all of the power moons that we need just to kind of complete this area. Like, obviously, there's going to be loads more bonus power moons just like in the Sandy Kingdom. Let me just have a little look down here. I was going to jump back up, but... Ah, there we go. I am definitely glad I didn't jump back up so I can go and grab some of these things. So what I think I'm going to do then is I'm going to head back to the... I'm going to try and jump on this pole for starters. Then I'm going to head back to the beginning of the level and I'm going to go and buy the adventurer's outfit just because it's a little bit weird seeing a sombrero and poncho considering the area that I'm in. So I'm going to go and do some dress up and then in the next episode we will carry on from where we left off and see if we can go and head up to the next boss battle. But sadly, that is going to be the end of this episode here. There will be, as always, a link down in the description down below if you want to go and click that to watch the straight episode. Of course, once I've uploaded it. But for now, thanks for watching, and I will see you all later. Bye!